CRP model. The detailed capacity planning process is conventionally equated with capacity requirements planning, CRP, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the function of establishing, measuring, and adjusting limits or levels of capacity. In this context, the term refers to the process of determining in detail the amount of labor and machine resources required to accomplish the tasks of production. Open shop orders and planned orders in the Material Requirements Planning, MRP, system are input to CRP, which, through the use of parts routings and time standards, translates these orders into hours of work by work center by time period. Even though rough-cut capacity planning, RCCP, may indicate that sufficient capacity exists to execute the master production schedule, MPS, CRP may show that capacity is insufficient during specific time periods. C. Capacity planning. The CRP process validates material requirements planning, MRP, by waiting until MRP plans open and planned production orders before checking against capacity. Capacity in CRP is usually considered to be infinite or capable of expanding to fulfill priority plans because MRP due dates have a high priority and are not very flexible, while capacity is assumed to be able to accommodate due date priorities. The CRP process steps are shown in Exhibit 4-114. As with MRP, CRP is an automated system. But in order for you to understand how it works, we need to consider what is going into the system and what output the planner gets. Exhibit 4-114, CRP process. Step A. Determine load on resources over a defined time period. This requires input about the anticipated load from the master production schedule, MPS, and the MRP system. But it also requires knowing what the operations capacity is and how capacity might be affected by other sources of load and the business's priorities. Step B. Using backward scheduling, simulate the scheduling of load at work centers by period, assuming infinite capacity. Forward scheduling and finite capacity can be used, but this is less common. Note that backward scheduling starts from the due date and works backward to plan prior events, while forward scheduling does the opposite. An infinite capacity assumption means that the load for any given period will not be limited by a maximum capacity level, as would be the case if finite capacity planning is used. Step C. Create work center load capacity profiles for each period. Load and available resources are compared to identify imbalances. Step 500, resolve load capacity imbalances. Step E. Prepare the operating plan for execution. If imbalances between load and capacity can be resolved at step 500, the elements of a workable plan for execution will be in place. The plan will enable production control to perform its dispatching, bottleneck management, sequencing, and input/output control functions and meet priority objectives. The operating plan may be further refined during the execution phase to account for changes in work orders, material shortages, and worker and machine productivity. If the load capacity imbalance cannot be resolved, the planner will first try to make required capacity available. After analyzing work center load reports and attempting to balance load and capacity, planners still might not be able to resolve the imbalances. In such cases, the MPS must be revised. The revisions will be exploited by the next MRP run and used by CRP to create revised work center load reports for additional evaluation and possible action by the planner. Revising the MPS is a short-term solution. Chronic overloading of production is a sign that the planner needs to request that management increase capacity. Not doing so puts revenue and customer service goals at risk. Advantages of CRP. For those manufacturing operations that can use capacity requirements planning, this approach offers benefits. Since CRP provides time-phased visibility of load and capacity imbalances for over the entire planning horizon, short, mid, and long term, it can reveal underloads and overloads and allows planners to act before problems become crises. CRP can be used as a simulation tool in the planning process to evaluate proposed planning factor changes, for example, lot sizes, routings, before they are put in place. CRP uses more detailed lead time data than material requirements planning, providing a scheduled start date for each operation. CRP helps reduce erratic lead times by providing data the planner can use to level work center loads. Leveling tends to make queue times much more consistent and manageable, which contributes to lead time control. CRP can be used to evaluate production feasibility, even in demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, systems. CRPE is being enhanced with AI tools that provide predictive analytics and help forecast capacity needs. CRPE is being offered as part of cloud-based ERP systems that enable fast real-time CRPE calculations. CRPE can be integrated with the Internet of Things, IoT, to enable real-time data on performance and uptime/downtime of equipment. CRPE is being combined with advanced planning and scheduling, IPS, systems or manufacturing execution systems, MEES, as a hybrid approach to capacity planning using CRPE as the high-level check that feeds directly into detailed capacity checking at the IPS/MEES level. Limitations of CRPE. CRPE is not meant to determine day-to-day decisions and shop floor actions. These are a function of the scheduling and capacity control checks as part of production activity control. There are other limitations as well. CRPE requires manual input to resolve action items. Its scope is restricted to the solution of fairly simple scheduling and capacity management problems. CRPE requires extensive input data. Routing, work center, utilization, and efficiency data must be as current and accurate as possible. Information on capacity is hard to make accurate because, in most environments, there is daily efficiency and utilization variation. The data input into CRPE are often detailed, for example, time of day of load, but CRPE is still an approximation of load separated into time periods. When the MPS needs to be revised due to capacity imbalances, the MPS, MRP, and CRPE processes must be run again to see if changes were effective. CRPE does not handle resource contention and secondary constraint effects as well as finite scheduling techniques do. While CRPE can consider finite capacity, real-world resource limits, note that its primary role is to validate the feasibility of the S and OP production plan across a longer time horizon, often in aggregate terms, for example, weekly or monthly,